Money FM 89.3. Best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin. I know people listening in to this show have very different risk levels. There are many of you who have been looking at markets, writing in asking, how do I get in on this action? Can I use my CPF? What about cash? Well, today we'll share some options with you. I've invited Endowus.com to join us. They are an MAS licensed investment platform and the first and only digital advisor for the Central Provident Fund. They can help you grow your CPF and your cash. Samuel Rhee is Chief Investment Officer at Endowus. How are you, Samuel?
Hi, Michelle. It's good to be back.
Good to have you join us. So share with us a little of what you understand of investor appetite during COVID-19. Do we have any data that tells us, you know, how local investors have been reacting?
Yeah, Michelle. It's surprising how, you know, a lot of things change, but many things stay the same. If you look at this period, let me explain. If you look at this period during COVID, it's a tough time for all of us, and we've struggled through it, and thank God we are past the worst of it, hopefully. But on money matters, surprisingly, there has been, you know, not a major shift in the way people invest and save their money. And partially it may be because the markets have been so volatile. It fell very quickly, rebounded very quickly. And in this extreme volatility, we probably either were too shocked to do anything, or we've just gone on with the existing plans or things that we were doing prior to that. So Endowus has seen a very steady flow in from clients who have regular savings plans. We have found that a lot of people have saved up money that they hadn't invested before, which they are putting to work as markets came off. So surprisingly, people are going on with their lives when it comes to matters of investing and saving.
Interesting. So you've launched a fully digital cash management offering. But first, I want to talk about the route that you provide for investors who want to use their CPF. Can you share a little more?
Absolutely. One of the key missions of Endowus and why we set up the company was to really help people make most of their money so they can live easier today and better tomorrow. Mm. And one of the biggest pots of money that Singaporeans have is a CPF, right?
Yep.
We save 37% of our income every month. And there's, you know, very different pockets. But one big piece of that is the ordinary account where we only receive 2.5% interest. And to prepare for your retirement, which is the biggest goal that you have for CPF, it clearly isn't enough. It's not going to grow fast enough for you. And it's the perfect pot of money for us to invest for the long term and invest in markets and try to do it, you know, sensibly, which is to globally diversify and find a low-cost solution. So Endowus is all about trying to improve your chances of success in reaching your retirement adequacy with your CPF. And so we built a platform where you can invest your CPF very easily, and we've discovered, like, these wonderful funds like Vanguard, passive funds, and great funds that will get you to your goal at really low cost.
Okay, bear with us. For the beginning investor, what is a passive fund?
Yeah, so this is what was pioneered and created by a company called Vanguard in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And they basically looked at the market and said, look, there's so many guys trying to beat the market, but it's very difficult to do that. All the evidence suggests that most people actually underperform the index. Mm-hmm. Actually, J.P. Morgan did a survey of people investing in markets, and the average return over decades was just 2%. And that's versus if you had just put your money into an index fund, which is a passive, you just buy the whole market and just don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. You would have not only had a much easier, less stressful life, but you would have had a much better outcome. You would have been, been able to achieve maybe 7-8% return over the long term.
Wow.
And 7% may not sound big, but over just 10 years, that's your money doubling because of the effect of compounding. So passive investing is an amazing revolutionary way to invest that was created in the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. And now it's available in CPF because before it wasn't available.
So it's a hands-off approach. Hands-off, don't watch the pot. But you're in for the long haul.
That's right. Absolutely. It's the long term that really matters. It's not trying to time the market, but it's time in the market that allows you to grow your wealth.
Okay, so how are passive investors coping in a time like COVID where markets are dropping, 30%?
Well, Well, in the middle of March, we were all in pain because all of us at Endowus invest through our platform as well, right? So when the markets were falling, it was a painful time for all of us. Thankfully, the market rebounded very sharply. So if you just didn't panic and sell everything at the bottom, you would have actually done okay. Not that it wasn't an easy period for all of us. It was highly stressful, right? I think the ones who succeeded, actually, if you look at the profile of investors, are the ones who did their regular savings from their monthly income and just kept investing on the way down and on the way up, because you know that the market's long-term because it's a growth asset class, meaning that it moves kind of upwards, in an upward sloping manner over time. You know that this is what the market's going to do, so you keep investing, and they've come out of this really well.
Again, relying on dollar cost averaging there. So
that's right, regular savings plans and dollar cost averaging, absolutely.
I know that you are the first and the only platform that helps people utilize their CPF when it comes to investing. Does the CPF route provide any access to passive investing, or are you the first there as well?
We are the first, unfortunately. I wish we had that option before, and that would have helped most CPF members over the long term. We looked at the CPF investing landscape, and we realized that first cost was so high. So we brought costs down at every level. Our own costs have come down. But also fund costs have been reduced significantly. Fund administration costs have been reduced significantly. So now if you invest through Endowus, it's like one-third of the cost of what it would have been using a normal channel previously. So that's the first thing. But second thing is actually the availability of investment options was very limited. So we worked with great fund managers like Vanguard, with Lion Global locally, to bring in passive investing, which was not available previously. And the best guys, why not get the best guys in? So we got Vanguard, which are the pioneers and the biggest players in the U.S. by far, and the best managed and the lowest cost. So they have the best of everything. So we said, let's bring in Vanguard into CPF. And it took us like 6-9 months working very hard with everybody, including the CPF board. Thankfully, we got that in for two funds, S&P 500 and the Global Equity Fund. And now you have really low-cost passive investing options. And unfortunately, it's only exclusively available through Endowus. And the reason is because we introduced what's called the 100% rebate of trailer fees. So it was an industry first. No one had done it before. But we decided that, you know, we should actually not keep the commissions that we get from the fund managers. We should give it all back to the customer, because there's no point in receiving that, because investors are supposed to get the benefit of that lower cost. So we reduce the cost even at the trailer fee level, which means that people have a higher chance of success and CPF members can reach their retirement faster.
Okay, remind accredited investors or retail investors what access to these funds, the Vanguard, Dimensional and PIMCO funds, what does it mean for them?
Oh, for them, it means that they can get exposure to some of the best companies and the most competitive companies around the world, the likes of Amazon and Apple and all the companies we're familiar with. Previously, we had to buy individual stocks, which, you know, has a lot of risk and high cost to it. And we have to manage it with a lot of time devoted to managing in single stock option positions. Or we had to invest in active funds, which were trying to beat the market. But we know the numbers don't work because 70-80% of them continue to underperform. And one of the reasons is because of the high fees they charge as well. So passive investing allows you to have broad market exposure to pretty much everything around the world, because the best companies always rise to the top. The cream rises to the top, right? Mm-hmm. So you basically are trying to get exposure to the best companies around the world and not make like individual decisions that can work against you. So that achieves a higher success rate than any other type of investing.
Can you help us understand the difference between what you're offering and an ETF?
It's the same thing. ETF is an exchange-traded fund. Unfortunately, there's a limit to how much you can invest in ETF through your CPF. So we use the unit trust method, which is also in the U.S. is called a mutual fund, right? Mm-hmm. So they're both funds, and they're both index funds, and they're both passive. One is listed on the stock exchange and traded like an exchange-traded fund, like a stock. And the other one is we just buy and sell as an open-ended fund at the NAV once a day. So Unfortunately, there aren't good ETFs available in Singapore, and the ones listed in SGX are US dollar denominated. And we want our investors to access Singapore dollar investments so that they can match their assets and their future liabilities, the expenses that they need, and not take any FX risk, which is needless here. So basically, we've created a Singapore dollar fund. We created a tax-efficient fund because there's withholding tax in the U.S. and other places. And we put it into CPF, which is another hurdle that we had to overcome because CPF has to include the fund into the CPF list.
Samuel Ree is Chief Investment Officer at Endowus. Samuel, can you help us retail investors understand what sort of screening procedure we should keep in mind when deciding which funds we should pick for ourselves, for example?
Well, yes. I mean, it depends on what your risk level is, mm-hmm. What your goal is in your investment. I think for most investors in Singapore, maybe 90%, who are not professional investors, who have a day job and they're busy with their lives, and you know they want to spend time with their loved ones, they don't need to make it complicated. That's why we espouse a passive approach to not only funds, but also asset allocation. So we don't have to pick, you know, this year it's China, next year it's the U.S.
Right, 5G. You know, I want 5G in China.
I want 5G exposure. I want water. I want gold, you know. Every year is a different fad and a different, you know, flavor of the month. But, you know, we think that, you know, that really is very difficult to succeed in, that way of investing.
And so that's why what info would I have when assessing Vanguard versus Dimensional versus PIMCO, for example?
So one is that, you know, whether it's passive or active, as we explained, I think passive is a better strategy for most people. The second thing is, you know, you have to look at the fund and see if they're doing what they say. And for passive index funds, it's easy because they just buy the whole market. Mm-hmm. So you know that they're doing what they're saying. And the third thing is that people forget that return and cost are, you know, the other side of the coin.
Right.
You can have higher return if you lower your cost. And sometimes improving return is much harder than lowering cost. Mm. So we feel that the easier thing to do always is to lower your cost, and that improves your chance of success over the long term. So we're all about lowering cost and improving outcomes for our investors.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
So I understand you have a new offering. There are people who do want to take the passive investment route, and then there are other people who want to make their cash work harder for them. And, you know, I started by asking about investor behavior because I know you have done a recent survey that looked at Singaporeans' investors' cash management habits. And so many, the vast majority, 62%, prefer to be liquid with zero lockups, right? And is that one reason why you decided to come up with Cash Smart?
Absolutely. We're very excited to launch Endowus Cash Smart this morning, actually. We launched it at 10 a.m. just before I came on. So you're the first to know, Michelle. We did the survey, and 85% of people are struggling to find higher yield. And I think since we did the surveys, the world has gotten, you know, lower interest. We've gone to even lower interest rates. Mm. So it's very difficult to find higher yield. I mean, I don't know if you've looked at bank deposits lately. The interest rates have fallen so rapidly. Mm. Singapore savings bonds is down to 0.3% for 1 year and below 1% for the first time for the 10-year returns. So it's very difficult to find yield. And we know that we need to keep some of our cash sitting for, you know, rainy day funds or expenses that are upcoming or before we invest the money. And so Endowus created a product that our clients have been clamoring for. Which is, you know, basically investing in mostly money market funds or cash funds, which are institutional deposits, or short-term funds, which have no lockup, which is really important for our customer base. They told us they don't want lockup, they want liquidity, they want safety, and they want higher returns. It's a very difficult ask. They want everything. But we managed to get quite close to getting everything for you. And we've given you more than one option, so you can go the safer route and, you know, invest in a safer cash fund dominated solution. Mm-hmm. So it's a cash management solution, mm-hmm. and the safer one, which is called Endowus Cash Smart Core, will give you around 1% plus interest, which is great. But we also have something that got a little bit of a booster with short-term funds in there and short-term fixed income instruments, which can get you up to 2.2% yield. So that's really difficult to find in this day and age. And all of it with no lockup, with no limits and tiers. You know, like savings accounts these days ask you to put in your salary. You have to use this much in credit cards. It's so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
We've made it very simple and easy for everybody. There's unlimited transfers, no penalties, no fuss. So very, very convenient and all on our seamless digital platform.
So you say there's yields expected in terms of a projected rate to be 10 times higher than traditional bank deposits?
Yeah, I mean, depends on which traditional bank deposit. It could be 10 times higher or 20 times higher. We've been conservative and then we've gone with the 10 times.
You're not going with negative bank interest, are you? Goodness.
Some places are. But, you know, the current accounts are, you know, giving us virtually zero. It's 0.05% in some places. Even savings accounts are, on average, MAS just published that it's down to an average of 0.16%, which is extremely low. And so 1.1% or 2.2%, as I said, is 10 times or 20 times higher.
Wow, this is wonderful. Yeah, last time I checked, it was 0.25%.
Then it's close to 10 times. 10 times.
This is wonderful. Do you expect to see a pickup in investor appetite in the next few months as we, you know, move into easing circuit breaker measures?
Yes. I mean, we've seen this polarization in the market. So some people have taken on more risk, as I said, their regular savings plans or people who had savings, savings pools, they've gone back into the market. But there's this whole other, you know, segment of the market which want to be safer.
Yeah.
And because of the uncertainties and volatility, people have said, you know, my rainy day fund should not be 1 to 3 months. It's maybe 3 to 6 months. So we need to keep more liquidity. So we want to do more for these group of investors. And that's why we came up with Cash Smart. These guys need to work the cash harder so that it doesn't sit idle at 0.25%. We can do much better than that. We can do 1 to 2%. And that would really help people over the long term, we feel.
And I can have access to these funds and withdraw anytime I want? I mean, with retrenchment looming in the horizon?
Absolutely. It's daily liquidity. As I said, that was one of the key requirements for our investors. And so daily liquidity, no lockups, no penalties, and no cost to transfers. So really, it's all-in cost embedded. And we've taken all the cost out when we calculated the projected yield. And we want to be fully transparent, so we'll update the yields every week because it's not a deposit. It's an investment kind of product.
Mm-hmm.
It's very safe, but also the market interest rates fluctuate. So it's dependent on floating rates. And so we want to be fully transparent. It's about 2%. That's very conservative even, and 1% for our core. And we'll update that every week so people will have a very clear view of what the projected yields will be.
All right. And for the investor who wants passive investments, they want access to the Vanguard Dimensional PIMCO funds. Is this all on an app that they can then also keep an eye on? I mean, the whole idea of passive investments, hands off. But, you know, what sort of information will be provided to them in terms of an updated basis?
Yeah, I mean, they can log in to our digital platform anytime they want from anywhere. You can use the PC, laptop, or the mobile phone to log on and see your balance. We've actually provided a lot of information on our digital platform. So you can see your balance, you can see all your transactions, you can see your returns, you can chart the growth, you can do a lot of different things. So I'd invite, you know, anybody to just try it out. It's all free until you put your money in and start investing. So you can just try it out at endowus.com, whether it's the Cash Smart for your, you know, liquid cash, for your TPF, but we also have SRS for your retirement fund and also cash savings. So any type of cash savings can be invested on our platform. And it's an open platform that is agnostic to products, so we can do anything for you.
All right. Well, we're just thrilled to be, you know, one of the first to talk about your new cash management solution since you launched it 25 minutes ago. But what can we expect to see next from Endowus?
Well, we have a lot of exciting stuff. I don't want to give it away, but we're starting with Cash Smart. We have, other offerings for retail investors. We also have offerings for our high net worth investors.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be an open platform digital wealth where we take care of all of your investment and wealth needs. And to do it in this environment post-COVID, we don't want to go to the bank or a branch or meet people to do these things. I think we can do all of these things seamlessly on a digital platform. And our digital platform, our technology is all in-house. We built it. and made it specifically so, you know, specifically for Singapore-based investors, for CPF and SRS and cash. So it's a seamless experience and a wonderful experience. So that I think we're doing everything for Singaporeans, for CPF members, and trying to improve their outcomes across all of their source of funds.
Well, great to learn about the options that you're putting on the table for investors. Samuel, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Michelle. It was fun. Great.
Samuel Rhee is Chief Investment Officer at Endowus. They are an MAS licensed advisor and only digital advisor for the Central Provident Fund.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.